Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Raw Preview. We are the Dudley Boys of What Culture. I'm Adam Wilborn, joined by Michael Hanflo and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of Mandanao Rao. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we're not only review Raw, but also SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, a roundup of the week complete, a very good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamlet and Sidrich to look ahead to Raw tonight. Three Raws to go before WrestleMania, I believe.
Yeah.
And major mania developments on tonight's show, what with the tag team ladder match qualifiers and a contract signing that, I'm going to shock you here, might not go to plan.
Thanks for reminding me about those things, because I didn't have a clue. I couldn't remember what was on tonight's Raw, and I am hyped. We're 3 weeks out. It's just a hot product. Like, I love coming in on, like, the start of the week, my part of the week. I feel like it's the furthest away from the next weekend. Goated. Like, I've come in full of beans off probably something the Rock's done realistically. Yeah. SmackDown, goated. Like, Raw's just been mint recently. The Punk is back next week in Chicago and the week afterwards. I'm trying really hard to avoid saying that five-letter G word that I know you hold. But I really think it is, Sage. I'd forgot about the tag qualifiers because I'd, like, against my better judgment, enjoyed one on SmackDown. Didn't think I would. Like, yeah. New Catch Republic, pretty deadly. Pretty heated, in fact. Felt pretty nervous all of a sudden, like, pretty deadly were going to steal a spot in that tournament. So I'm kind of into that too. Aye, must be Monday.
I'm glad you've got enough enthusiasm for the both of us.
You oscillate, don't you? Because, like, you're probably the biggest Fed fan of Friday evening, would you say? Not because of SmackDown, because of Instagram.
Yeah, and my love for WWE is that it's most passionate when it's on the personal social media of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Oh my God, his latest one. Oh my mommy. Oh my mommy, shut the fuck up.
It's the best. What do you think of, because me and him have talked about it on the news this morning, what do you think of people complaining that they have to abide by all these PG rules and he can do what he wants?
Then go cry to their mommy.
Yeah.
Go cry to my mommy. Oh mommy. Dwayne's allowed to swear, mommy. Benno of the esteemed Grapple podcast, just basically with the quintessential deadpan, just went, yes. Of course it's fine for The Rock to swear. He's the goddamn Rock. I will take any entertainment directly pertaining to this company that I can get. And I responded to him, and this is my broad point, I guess, is Karrion Kross just needs Dwayne to stop staring, then it'll happen for him. And that's what, you know what I mean? Like, if you're, I'll say one thing, right? The correct, logical, boring answer, particularly after the Rock concert, which, be quiet, you'll get your chance to talk about on the SmackDown review, wherever you get your podcasts from. He was very much, well, I'm just going to be the babyface until the very end, but I'm so charming and charismatic and funny that it's not really going to work that much. He was very much just basically, I'm home. Love you guys. I'm going to have some fun with my rediscovered patter. Not a good idea. In general, I made this point with Punk in AEW. Punk arriving in WWE and what that meant for someone like, there's always a casualty, someone like Damian Priest with Punk on Raw. Damian Priest instantly becomes less of a viable world heavyweight champion, even though they'd done a pretty good job of the whole, he's going to break away from the Judgment Day. I'm not being funny, right? You get someone like CM Punk in,
It's like, right, well, I like you less. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with having, well, the solution and the problem of having an absolutely enormous, captivating presence on your TV shows. And the thing with The Rock is like, yeah, Roman Reigns doesn't look as much as the final boss next to The Rock. Seth Rollins is even more of a geek next to The Rock, especially when he's doing an incredibly ironic appropriation of his patter. Even Cody. The thing about the takedown of Cody, yeah, my mommy, was so funny that I think The Rock's cooler. But at the same time, you can go back to the Raw promo when he actually cried. And the correct take, and I believe this, is they're going for a toxic masculinity element. I like The Rock more. I like Cody more than I like The Rock.
Yes.
I relate more to Cody than The Rock. The Rock just happens to be really entertaining. I don't necessarily think Cody's getting dwarfed by The Rock, but that's because he's Cody. Mm. Everybody else is. Like isn't the whole crack now on SmackDown? Well, The Rock comes out, does his bit, and I know certain people claim that, you know, he's not intruding on anyone's time. If he didn't on Friday, he certainly has all the other times. And then you have these rushed library silent matches, mainly with everybody else who just sucks compared to him. I would rather have that, personally. I'd rather have The Rock involved because he's goated. And the rest. I don't really care about the rest, but if you care about the rest, like, the boring answer, to be more succinct than I have over the past 2 minutes, is, yeah, he's not doing the right thing. He is, I wouldn't say he's going into business for himself, but on SmackDown, he could argue that he was. He's too good for his own good. I think that line was crossed on Friday. The man is simply too good for his own good. It's not fair. Of course it's not fair. He's allowed, wrestlers saying the word is so much better than anybody else because they don't really get to say it, guys.
Particularly in song.
In song as well. So what's my motherfucking name? Right?
Please do that at a live show. Walk out and just say that. Oh, actually, your entrance should be that song. And then drop the audio.
Man. I understand everyone else crying to their mammy about The Rock. But at the end of the day, the point I made while facetious about Karrion Kross just needs The Rock to stop swearing, then he'll get over. There's a kernel of truth to that. If you're Cody and you do an awesome, incredible lifetime job of getting over between 2016 and 2024, right? You're not going to be affected. If you need other people to not be as good as you to get over, you ain't getting over in the first place. Sorry. Mm.
I just think as well, wrestling has always been set up to create reasons for, like, stars. If there's provable metrics such as money, such as aura, such as the business you can draw, to change the rules and or bend them and make them work for you. And when that happens, luxuriate in it. Like, I think of a Becky Lynch who basically had to change the rules of how we were perceiving her and women's wrestling to get a WrestleMania main event. And she did it, and like everybody else, because she was like irrefutably the top star of that year's WrestleMania. And you think about like all the things she said in promos that were true, but within the character of the man to get that spot. Like, I'm like, that's where The Rock is right now. Wrestlers should look at this. I think you can do both things. I think sometimes you can call this a cruel and unfair industry on people, and then in the same breath say, get to that level and benefit from its cruelty and unfairness as long as everybody's having a really good time and everybody's making a bunch of money. Mm. I do think those two things can both be true, and I think The Rock, like, never more has there been evidence of that since 2003 when he last did it as Hollywood Rock.
Yeah.
A very fitting week to bring the music back, I thought.
Yeah. That entrance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You two be quiet.
Okay.
I lost him.
How do you think Cody responds to, and possibly Seth?
This is a cool thing. Like, the fact that obviously we had the one night where they're all together, and I know we sort of disagreed on how Seth in particular got on in that show, but it's got a little bit, to echo something else we've been talking about with the desk recently, Sean and Kurt Angle were doing their volleys across Raw and SmackDown when the brand split actually mattered. And we're getting that a bit with Cody and The Rock, because here's what Cody does, then Rock will respond either on TV. Now I think he's done, maybe until the go-home.
Yes.
So it's all going to be Instagram. Oh, no. Rock going even longer on socials. So yeah, like Cody rocking up once a week with Seth to say stuff, and then you wait a few days, then you get the reaction. It's all tied together. Like Rock's he's going off.
That's what I want out of wrestling. No, I mean shoelaces.
Well, I mean Rock's going off piste on these social media things, but it's always in reference to what Cody said. It's like you wait a week, and then there's new material in for to have a dig at. And I feel no reason to doubt what they've been doing. Like last week's Cody Rhodes promo, Once Upon a Titan. And not that long ago, I'm talking sort of 2021, 2022, would have been, well, save that for the go-home. We've got, that's the best babyface promo you can cut. There is nothing left for you to say and do that will be as powerful as that. But it's Cody, so there might be. There might yet be more. Like, he'll have known about the Rock concert, the content of it enough to be able to start thinking and formulating about what he's going to do next.
Cody concert.
A Cody concert. A Seth, like, you promo in response. Cody Rhodes,
you can carry a note. Can you remember going back to 2019 when they were basically, I don't know why they don't have this mentality now, but it's very much an AWE, you need to sell tickets, we need to look the part as a mainstream outfit. So we will, we need to drop the announcements of, oh, where's Dynamite going next?
Yeah, and love that.
Wasn't there one? I'm sure he sang a song on one of the first... Ahead of the first, one of the first six Dynamites of, we're going to this place, and he sang a song.
The local town's colours and the graphics. All that stuff.
Yeah, they should probably do it more. Cody can carry a note just in case.
I really like, we said this a few weeks ago, but it's Cody means it. I love this. They've just drawn out that same story he told with the launch of AEW about like what The Rock's doing is the same Attitude Era stuff Cody pledged to kill. And it's the same stuff he did with Dustin, same stuff he did as Stardust. This, like, alphas of the late 90s versus what it even is to be a man in 2024. It's quite a nice thing that's underpinning this, like, battle of machismo between these two giants. This massive star of the past and this massive star of the now, but the massive star of the past saying, I'm just as big in the now, pal. Like, you're never taking The Rock's place. I love it. I think it's so explosive, and I just think there's so much material to mine, and there's not many people more than Cody I trust to pick it as well. If he gets another promo, I would trust him to have another great 10 minutes.
Or he can, the beauty with Cody, I suppose, is he can just work a match.
Wrestle, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then do the people's open, do the wanker sign. So
yeah. He's in the middle of that, like...
Why not both?
He's in the middle of that mad March schedule that I know they put out there for us to think about. Where it's like, are you working like 25 days for your big WrestleMania match? It's the closest to a WWE wrestler having like a Darby Allin life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right there. I'll just keep bumping. I'll make a point.
You'd have been happy then.
Yeah, be more normal, Darby. Then you'd be able to do your abnormal things.
It's really
sad for him.
He legitimately, no, you're not.
I don't want him, I don't want him to climb it. I think that's really weird. But
you say being more normal. Yeah. He could not have done... By 2024 standards, a more normal, you see it in every match move. And it's the typical thing, isn't it? The typical thing that everyone within the wrestling media with a head switched on who isn't grifting says, it is that one move that you do every night that will be the one that gives you the serious injury and not the glass spot.
Yes.
The really carefully performed and well thought out stunt.
It's weird that, just to clarify my stance on that, I am sad for somebody not getting to do something that was obviously an enormous personal goal. It's a weird-ass personal goal that might kill you, so I don't support that, broadly speaking, but he's probably really devastated about that. I don't want to pile on him while he's in his pit of sadness, but a year off might give him time to reflect. That's all I'm saying.
Is
it for a year?
No, a year before he can climb Everest
the X-ray?
Again.
Oh,
no, I haven't seen it. It
looked like half of his foot has come apart from the other half.
Yeah. Now he can't do it again for Everest another year. In their time, it's like another big amount or something. I'm going to do that one then.
Good news. I've said, I know this is AEW chat, bear with us. Probably should say this for the Collision preview. But at the minute, that title scene is far too congested. But
yeah.
If you climb Mount Everest, and it's not as if, like, you know, Luther's climbing Mount Everest. You know, you don't give him the title for climbing Everest.
I didn't get to the top.
But if you're Darby, and you could be the champion. Of course you could. You're pretty much the best in the world. If he climbs Everest next year, give him the belt after.
Yeah.
Give him the goddamn belt.
King of the Mountain match. Jarrett's there.
Put a mountain on the side plate and all.
This is Cody's 11th date this month already, the 18th. He's
ready
pretty
to be,
mad.
Ready to be the guy. He's a bit with a kid with a belt over the
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. There's one of these every other day with Cody, aren't there?
And let's talk this contract signing then. It's a WWE contract signing, so I doubt it's going to be two men sitting in a ring signing contracts and shaking hands. But there's a great deal
Who's
of...
Who's Drew and Seth?
No, it's a great deal of speculation because it's meant to be Gunther and Sammy signing this IC title match contract. And yet, I look in the replies on the WWE announcement of this, I look at people on social media and stuff, and they're not ready for this to be over and it should just be a straightforward Sammy versus Gunther. Well, he's won the gauntlet.
Get one triple threat.
And well, this is it, right? The SmackDown announcement
yeah.
has made me think, oh, is this not happening then? Mm. Like although
or
again,
Booker T.
But again, there have been years where there's been mirroring of matches. Like there's two examples from WrestleMania 20, since we've just passed the 20-year anniversary, I'm going to bring up. They both had four ways for the tag titles across both divisions because there was just a load of loser tag teams doing nothing with no stories. It's like, hoy, I'm in a match. This is not that, obviously, but you could have two mm-hmm. triple threats here. And He Who Shall Not Be Named that won the Rumble was all set to compete for the title. And Shawn Michaels just super kicked him and signed the contract. And they went, well, that works then. Shawn's in, it's a three way. Is that the Gable move tonight?
Wow. Like,
is that the, you know, you've got your WrestleMania 20 lore. People love zero at the end Mania lore. Like, does Gable just hoy his name on the contract? Like, because it means more. My crying kid needs to see me push somebody out of the way. My crying kid needs to see me jump a queue. And it's a good example. Does he just get in, or do we just get the singles match?
What do you want to see, Sidge?
I think it's irrelevant. Because the match is made. They've done the graphic. They've set it up.
Yeah. Weird. Sammy injury as well, so I've seen people saying maybe he's won the thing, but he's, I don't know.
Yeah. I thought the finish was left open on purpose. I thought the way, if you watch the finish
back,
Gable's shoulders are up. Gable honoured it. You know, he was there in the moment being the babyface and doing the right thing. The promo he cut, that I think was a digital exclusive that they didn't even share about that much, but was really good stuff from Chad Gable. So it didn't go viral by any means, not compared to some of these like more popping AEW ones mm-hmm. typically that do the rounds after. So maybe it was just, oh yeah, he's just really authentic and he's lost and he's sad. I don't know.
It's one of those things where I don't yet know how much I trust the process. And even if I trust it and it becomes a triple threat, and it's a meritocracy and Gable's got himself over and all the rest of it, does Gunther even lose? I don't know. I'm honestly bored of talking about this Chad Gable stuff. But if you want an opinion out of me, here it is. I think it's turning heel.
Yeah, could do that.
I think they might make it like an elimination match as well, just to try and differentiate if they are going to make it a triple threat. I do also...
Not a chance in hell.
ECW triangle.
Not a chance in hell, because then they would have to go to great pains to explain to the people they consider morons in the audience that's two different triple threat matches.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of Michael Cole having to tell me the distinction over and 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 over again, I cannot bear the thought.
I will say this, and I know this is, old WWE before I got goated, but
Before they went back to basics.
Yeah, I'm always apprehensive.
Oh, so you agree?
I'm always apprehensive when people say, yeah, no, they're going to do something with this pinfall. Because I was like, this is the company that, was it Drew beat Randy with a roll-up? And they went, well, that's not a proper win, though, is it?
Oh, backside, yeah.
Yeah, and then I always remember the horrific Baron Corbin cash-in John Cena.
Imagine that during the era of Brett.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he's pinned him, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. He didn't use a sharpshooter. Yeah, if Danielson, you notice, I almost never
only
do.
Beat Shibata by pinning him, so that's not over. Yeah, and the other thing, the Corbin, Jinder, Cena thing, one of the few things that people held on to was, don't worry, they've not just completely buried Baron Corbin, because he distracted himself with John Cena, first of all. And if you actually look, Jinder Mahal's foot's under the bottom rope, so they're probably gonna look at
that. I think
he just
doesn't know where to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
People held on to a lot in the Jinder Mahal title run, and those people will never be trusted.
No.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness.
If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's talk Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax. Last woman standing.
She beat her, I think. Don't know. I could see the value in having Nia Jax get her again, because then you've got the thing where if Becky Lynch beats Rhea Ripley, there's the perfect backlash opponent set up. Nia Jax with all the ammo to say, you can't do it. You can't beat me. Smashed your face up. I've beat you over and over and over again, including on the road to WrestleMania. You took on, I was an obstacle too far when you were just trying to prove yourself against Rhea Ripley. You were trying to show that you were the champion elect by doing the Cody schedule, by just constantly working.
Biding your time.
Good. Yes.
Hang on, there's a book for this. It's not him, but...
And God bless the United States.
It's not him. Might be again, guys.
I hate them both.
Kind of worried.
I hate them both.
But I think Becky wins. And I think they wrap it here. I think she...
Well,
because she's not pinned her, I guess, as well.
That's so what I was going to say.
Like, last man standing is good.
I hate that.
And I'm with you on this one, Sige, actually. I think it's a win's a win's a win. She's beat her in the stipulation that's been set out. And she's had to keep it down for 10 instead of 3. Harder, if anything.
Yeah, no. She's beat her at least 3 times.
I've done some trig on this.
3 times. I've done some calc. And it's 3 and some change.
Yeah, 3 and change. But the match, I think, should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have a match of the year.
3 and a third. 3 and a third.
Match.
Right? 3 and a third times.
Match of the year.
3 times.
It was on day one, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was the match of the year.
I like Nia flinging herself through the table at Elimination Chamber.
Oh my God.
Becky Lynch is good with weapons. Tiffany Stratton for a recent example.
Oh my God.
Charlotte Flair for the all-time one.
Oh my God.
I think this has got
for this?
A lot of potential. A lot of potential.
What's wrong with you? I'm just excited. Nia Jax is in action tonight. I love it.
I mean, look.
3 weeks.
I know, man. It's the time. It's the time. It's Christmas.
I'm surprised they're doing it because I thought they'd set it all up.
Need a Fedvent calendar.
I thought they'd set it up so that Nia Jax could be the backlash or whatever frigate his opponent. Maybe they could. I don't know. I don't really care. This one has run out of steam for me. I'm just ready for WrestleMania now. Get to do the point. The undercard is looking brutal, depending on how these sequences nights.
Disagree.
There's 3 matches that look like, whoa, my God.
I don't know what I don't need from this in terms of undercard
AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah. Piss break. Perfect. BQs are busy. Toilets are busy.
I have to review it. I have to watch it.
Watch the entrances. Watch them. Like, go to the toilet. Come back right in time for LA Knight doing that springboard leap onto the top and them heading for the finish. It's the AJ Styles rule of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alan.
He sucks at Mania.
He sucks at Mania, brother.
AJ Styles, to me, in general, is the most overrated in-ring great.
Big call that.
He just hasn't aged as gracefully as some of his contemporaries. Like Joe, Punk, they've got more substance. Kenny, even when his body's in decline, he's got way more to him. Danielson is on another planet. AJ Styles, when his athleticism deserted him, for me, just hasn't done anywhere near enough to try and work around his physical limitations or his physical decline. Like, his matches are just such nothing affairs these days. But Danielson's a machine. He's probably not comparable. But, like, Joe's better when he's thrashed. Punk was never an athlete. Kenny Omega is 100 times a wrestler AJ Styles is.
Yeah, I don't totally disagree. They're just not memorable.
He hasn't done anything memorable. And, like,
Brock at the Survivor Series was magic.
Daniel Bryan, IC title final in the Performance Center in 2020. What's he done since then?
Mm-hmm.
Not a thing. Nothing that would trouble...
Got jacked. That was good. I like what he looks like.
Oh, yeah, shut up, man. Nothing that would remotely trouble a match of the A-list.
Nah.
Not a single angle where you think, oh, he's hot. He's not what he was, but he's clever enough up top to do something. Not a single promo. He's done nothing for 4 years.
And like in the Vince run, like he wouldn't even get one of them people. Guys, he just needs to be allowed to cook. And it was like he was in the kitchen all the frigging time. He was always out there, always wrestling, having like.
Oh, it used to be.
How have you wrestled Ricochet? And it was boring. How have you had an entire series with Kevin Owens? And it was bad. How has this happened?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's the most overrated of all the modern greats.
You could see him going to AEW.
Oh, I wouldn't want him to. He'd have to be Sting.
Mm.
But I don't want Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley to talk to each other tonight either. That was bad last week. Yeah. Keep it brief if you're doing anything with them.
Tree was the world.
They're not losing.
Roots all over the place.
I don't think they're losing any, like...
There's going to be some kendo sticks spots, and I think Nia Jax might go through a barricade leading to an aid count, and I think someone's going to get put through a table. This is why I was in disbelief at you, mate. Like, it's a WWE plunder match. I just kind of get excited about them. I can't even get excited about good plunder matches, i.e. those ones that are promoted by AEW. And Sting, I need a month off.
Yeah.
And I said this on the Dynamite reviews as well.
Mm. Sige, what's next for Candice LeRae for you? Basically, I got 4 bullet points and I was like, oh, what else happened last week?
You don't have to have 5. Oh, you do. I know what it's like to be irrational.
Do you think they keep going with this weird Maxine Dupri?
They've already told you the story. They've already told you her character motivations within 3 sentences of dialogue in the midst of a match.
Are they going to... You've got a lot of backlash, basically.
Candice LeRae is finished. Completely washed. Sorry.
But like this. I mean, this is what we're doing now. It's great. AJ Styles sucks. Candice LeRae, opinion. I'm into this. Let's get this back. Let's get this kind of conversation.
Maybe it's
back.
The Rock effect.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Greatness echoes greatness, and there's a lot of greatness not being echoed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't echo greatness. So, yeah.
Greatness echoes greatness, and there's losers everywhere.
Not being funny. Like, this is going to... arrive at, like, Candice LeRae is kind of finished. Her matches on Raw are like absolute red piss on carton fair. And now she's going to presumably enter a program with, you know, it's not her fault, but the worst worker in the world. Who's worse than Maxine Dupri? Who is worse? Yeah,
people on regular weekly television probably know.
Who is worse than Maxine Dupri? On television. There's probably some of the NXT.
And as you've said, it's not her fault. Because
no, it's not.
They're putting her out there far too early.
Did the logo loop? Yeah. Strike up a...
Jericho.
Chris Jericho's miles better than Maxine.
I love that. Does Chris Jericho clear Maxine? I don't know. Need some time with that. Who would I rather see more on television, Maxine Dupri, over Chris Jericho?
What?
If I was asked who am I picking to see as a weekly regular, Maxine Dupri.
It's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
I find Jericho an embarrassment.
Yeah, I know, but like there's levels of embarrassment. Yeah. Maxine Dupri, I feel legitimately sorry for her.
Yeah.
When she wrestles. Jericho's at least got a chop in him. Bloody hell, he's got a chop in him. I don't want to watch him. But so that's answer to your question is presumably a feud with Maxine Dupri.
She's going to corrupt Indy Hartwell.
That's what it is. It's Indy Hartwell being like, oh, I didn't... What did you say to it? I didn't get a chance to watch it back on Raw or see the millions of tweets about it.
Yeah. It was an earshot. Indy Hartwell's not good either. So no, none of this appeals to me whatsoever.
It's good, this. I'm enjoying this. This is some hard-hitting home truths. Let me have a look on my shoulder.
Am I as good as hard-hitting home truths as...
Sorry, I missed what...
As good at hard-hitting home truths? I'm pointing to the soundboard. Where is he?
There he is.
As
when I'm cleaning windows.
Nathan Fraser.
Correct.
So I've got no interest whatsoever. No interest whatsoever.
We've got a game to play, but before we get to that, one last thing to talk about, and that is the Mania ladder match qualifiers.
I'm just getting sorry. I know I'm doing this. I was getting kind of bored of not being nice. No more Mr. Nice Guy. But should I have to caveat my criticism of Candice LeRae by talking about how clash she was in PWG once upon a time? No, I don't want to do this anymore, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a little bit less... I see so much disingenuous, insincere stuff whenever I enter the world of wrestling, whether it's through the television screen or through the internet. I'm just going to start straight shooting.
It's reviews and previews. Straight shooter Sidgwick. It's coverage. It's just never gone the other way in the first place. There was always like, just because arseholes, like real nasty arseholes.
I'm tired of the bullshit lately.
A lot of people went cruel and there was no reason to do that, but it, as a result, made like the idea of saying something negative about something you are watching to cover the positives and negatives of, like some sort of, like, as if you're crossing a line.
It's the same thing with like the Wardlow thing. Like, he's finished in AW.
Yeah.
He's got the type of one-dimensional character that could only take you so far. He didn't really make it to that level either. Go to the Fed.
Mm.
A territory model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with R-Truth and The Miz versus Indus Share.
Well, again, this is just exactly what we just talked about, right? Like, big positive on one side, big negative on the other.
Does The Miz still needs the Rock?
Does The Miz get injured? Or attacked backstage at WrestleMania in order for Cena to step in.
Oh.
The hot tag of R-Truth looking back in a ladder match. Go with me. Reaching for a hot tag.
We would anyway, because he doesn't know the rules.
Exactly, yeah. You see? LTST. And then, like, oh no, there's no Miz on the apron, slash anyone to tag because there's no tags. And then John Cena's music hits and John Cena runs out and gets on the apron, big tag, and hops up a ladder. Or gets pushed off and horrifically injured. I don't know. Awesome Truth to win.
Yes.
This match will be rubbish. I cannot wait.
Like Indus Share are going to be
useless. I love them so much in NXT when they were dangerous. And
had it right there. You've got Indus Share and you've got the Creed Brothers in qualifiers. It's right there, guys.
Indus Share and Ladders is a horrendous combination. Mercifully, it's not going to happen.
Yes.
Creeds and Regeneration X is a tense one because I got a lot of love for both acts right
Booker
now.
T?
I'm excited for the Creed Brothers.
Indus Share and R-Truth and a match. No, and no, the no. Miz.
Creeds. I'm excited for the Creeds and Regeneration.
You just
X.
smell cooking.
Mm. Yeah.
Miz like, De Primo, like, he sucks as well.
Re-X might win, might they?
Well, they are going to win.
I want the Creeds in.
We're not going to.
Sage, I want the Creeds in the match.
They're not going to win. Regeneration X have been the pushed commodity on Raw over the past however many weeks and months. So, and the Creeds, you know, Triple H, you know, everyone's like, oh. We'll see them again in 6 weeks in AEW. And I'm doing it again. I don't want to be this guy. But the Creeds, is there an outcry online about how the Creeds have just gone away? How there was no real firm plan for the Creeds? How, if anything, they're about as over as the rest of the rank and file on this roster. So
yeah.
They've gone away.
They got grief for...
Bye-bye.
They got a new Jeff Rebel theme that people don't like. That was on Main Event and people booted off about that, but not them actually being on Main Event.
So it's bizarre to me how the company across most of the 21st century gets these weird passes of like copium from you two as well. You're not blameless in all this. Could it be the Creeds? Obviously not. I've got this on the podcast. Hands are up tomorrow if in fact they do qualify. The Creeds getting out. Everyone's like, Chad Gable. It's been f***ing months.
Sorry, I drifted off there. I was thinking about the Creeds getting in this match. They might stand a chance.
Why does the Fed get a pass?
Because it's just hot anyway. You're distracted by the hot action. And then, like, you're watching the show.
It's a piece of trash.
And it's like, you're right. I'd forgotten about the Creeds. Maybe I should, like, have energy for that. I've got no energy left because I've expended it all watching WWE Monday Night Raw. Like, maybe I'll find some over the course of the week. Just a hot product. It's just hot. So when you're watching a hot product and you just really like all the people on it, you're like, you know what, I'm pretty satisfied with what I got here. And then you're reminded, oh, there's just no space to fit them in. Like, if only I could fit even more. Like, what you were saying last week, you're never going to get a 10 on a Dynamite you love. So you're just like, this is the closest to a 10 I'm going to get. Like, right now, it's a 9. It would be a 10 with the Creeds, but can't have a 10. Can't have everything.
Well, unless they make it a 7-pack.
Go on.
I don't know. I don't know how they get there. Because I was trying to remember.
Is this the same as SmackDown where it's like a tournament within a
tournament? No, I think these are just straight qualifiers. Yeah, I think.
One fall to a finish.
Yeah, so you've obviously got six teams. We're assuming Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, DIY, I'm going to guess the New Day.
Yeah.
And then one of either No Quarter Catch Crew, whatever they're bloody called on SmackDown.
New Catch Republic.
Or Legado, which are obviously, so New Catch Republic, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then there's another set of qualifiers, isn't there, where you've got like Street Profits, AOP.
Yeah. And then what's the frigging other match? There's another one more qualifier.
Oh, Good Brothers are in it.
Eight Time Down Under versus...
Maybe.
We'll see, yeah. I can't remember, but yeah.
Red hot, without question, though. let me see if I can find the other one.
People like this as
How
well.
How would you like the Fed if you weren't doing this podcast and this gimmick?
Or more, because I wouldn't have to fight you for it every week. I could just be like, I wouldn't like feel any pushback on it. Like, you have to sort of keep me up for it, because it's like, there'd be no pushback. I'd be like, yes, it's better than ever. Oh, well. Like, into the Fed sauna I go for 6 more days waiting for another roll. Like, you keep me sharp on it. You're like, do I actually ask myself a question? Like,
and the answer's invariably yes.
Look in the mirror every day. Yes, I still do. And I'm ready to put my shield on. Going to battle with Sidge over one more 3-hour broadcast. Telecast.
Don't telecast.
I know. I thought you wouldn't like that.
Telecast.
But yeah, so.
Emanating from our God, I love Tony Schiavone.
You would assume.
It's real. Michael Cole isn't.
Yeah, no, to scream is there. Still Michael Cole in it.
Sucks, man. I hate him so much. Whenever the action actually gets hot, I have to listen to him scream.
Yeah. I saw the clip do the
rounds. Don't worry, Vic will be on the main roster soon enough.
This also is probably misguided. Jim Ross returns as a heel, and then he builds his own announce desk on Raw, and he's got like Dr. Death watching his back. And how misguided that was, because he built his own announce table and it got broken. And Jim Ross like, "What the hell's going on? Like, the system doesn't want me or whatever." And I remember watching at the time going, "Just leave Michael Cole. Jim Ross doesn't need to build a new desk. He can just have his chair back. Go away."
So
and then Rock and Austin literally said it.
Yeah.
Go away, Michael Cole.
Now he kicks the cat, doesn't he? Yep. The boys club that you love.
Final match then. New Day versus Alpha Academy being, of course, represented, and for now at least, as I said, we don't know what's going on with Chad Gable by Otis and Kira Tozawa.
Which way could this go? I'm thinking the New Day.
It's Tozawa and Otis.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Day. You're going to win this.
Because it was booked ahead of Gable potentially qualifying, so they couldn't put him in the match. Aye, New Day. And not a great match, probably.
Oh, I think it'll be a good match.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This could be really fun, you know. The New Day have got...
They're having a good year.
Don't be so cynical. They've got form of, like, just pulling something out of their ass, and it's like, oh, that's why people fell in love with you. That's why you're an act that have endured longer than any WWE act ever full-time.
10 years this year.
Is that longer than any?
Yeah.
Like, literally unbroken, literally, like, as an act together.
Mm.
There's people like... Ziggler obviously wouldn't go away. The Miz still hasn't.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who are stuck around, but in the same act.
That's it, yeah.
The New Day are the record holders, aren't they?
It's got to be up there.
Take and Kane. I forgot about The Undertaker, Kane, Mark Henry, and the friggin' Big Show.
Again, this is like difficult to nail down because they all changed their gimmicks, but the Dead Man. I don't know if you noticed, but he had a freshen his ass up in 99. The goth stuff wasn't really working no more, so I got on my bike and I came back to work.
Yeah.
So he used to tweak stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, they've turned heel and face.
Kane had the mask off and that.
Yeah, I made a bad point. It's fine.
No, I don't think you did. No, I think it is Miz had like the Miztourage and all the daft stuff that he would do just to try and like Ric Flair. And there's always been bits to try and allegedly freshen him up. I would say you've never needed.
God, yeah, the Ric Flair stuff. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's right. I just couldn't do a figure four.
You couldn't do a figure four? Ric Flair's watching going, this kid's great. I'd say like the New Day haven't. It's like, might be ice creams for a bit, then cereal, then pancakes, whatever, but it's the New Day. As they are. Thanks, Sitch. I was worried there for a second. You pulled me back in.
But before we wrap up, there is a new game that I forgot to play last week, full disclosure, but I've remembered it. Thanks to Michael Cedric reminding me about 4 minutes before we walked in here. And that is, of course, it doesn't have a tune yet. I'm working on it. Raw Riddle! And, to explain the game, I will give...
I'm doing a two-minute pitch.
I will give... Sage and Hamlet, a riddle, and I'll tell the answer on the Raw review. Retention in it, so yeah. Just to
remind people at the start of the Raw review what the riddle is.
Yes,
in case they missed the preview, you see,
and you know, to run through some of the history, the lore of this game. We've had what question can you never answer yes to?
Are you asleep yet?
Correct. I don't know if we did this one on air or just in the office. What is full of holes but still holds water?
A sponge.
Yes.
Good. Could do it anywhere. So.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
An egg.
And.
Sorry, where are my manners?
Egg! And my personal favourite so far. What month of the year's got 28 days?
All of them.
Right. Thanks once again.
Actually, that's a lie. Because February, did you say 28 days?
28.
28, yeah.
Technically 29 this year, but
yeah. All of them.
So the next question.
The next riddle.
What is always in front of you but can't be seen? A noggin scratcher, that one. So I'm going to leave it with you. What's always in front of you but can't be seen?
It's not your nose, because everyone knows that if you... that is standard, isn't it? Yep. If you close one of your eyes, you can see the end. If it's big enough. I've got a big enough nose.
Yep.
I can do it
with both eyes open. Break out, block it out.
Well, you can show Michael's face again.
You see your nose? If you close your eyes?
Yeah.
That's a good nose.
Nice trick, that. I didn't know that.
Trick.
I don't have a prominent proboscis like Triple H.
Oh, his face dropped there. He's like, drop one more P and I'm going to just reach across his desk.
That was a monsoonism, that was. External tuberal protuberance, or whatever it was he used to say when he was shooting on the heels.
Yeah. So, you know, don't have to necessarily get your guesses in, but write them down somewhere. And we'll circle back to this on the Raw review. That's this week's. Right, let us know your thoughts ahead of tonight's episode. On X at What Culture WWE. Watch, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hanfler at
Michael Hanfler.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilburn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Gonna have the SmackDown review and Collision review coming your way later on today. And all going well, as Michael Sidgwick would say, we will be live on YouTube 2 p.m. UK time. 2 p.m. UK time today, answering your burning wrestling questions. So do join us for that What Culture Wrestling podcast on YouTube. But for now, this has been the Raw Preview. My thanks to Havlett. Sidgwick, thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.